This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A bill requiring labeling of genetically modified ingredients is headed to President Obama's desk. This comes after years of debate. Much of the food industry was not crazy about GMO labeling, but many corporate leaders ultimately came around to the idea of one national standard being better than a state-by-state patchwork of different laws. But the bill's passage doesn't end the debate over exactly how to label foods with GMO ingredients in them. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace explains.
The federal bill would override a labeling law that just went into effect in Vermont. Tom Astrup with American Crystal Sugar says he thinks the new bill is a sweet deal.
It avoids a potentially unmanageable patchwork of various state labeling laws.
It would require companies to somehow signal genetically modified ingredients. It could be either through text, a symbol, or a QR code. And that's where some activists are really dissatisfied. They say the QR code gives companies an out. Like, who's going to go that far to get detailed ingredient information? Michael Swanson is the chief agricultural economist at Wells Fargo.
There's a segment of the population that enjoys reading food labels.
In any case, he says this legislation is probably headed straight to court. So
we're probably 5 to 10 years away from understanding what that food label really means for any real purpose.
And regulators still have to settle on which food items would even be required to have a label. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.